So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. We'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up. Charlie Brown Christmas as a prize and a couple of other things. Can get a winner today. All-time toy. All right, Chrissy Houlihan just put this up on Twitter. My statement on FBI requests for interviews. President Trump is using the FBI as a tool to intimidate and harass members of Congress. Yesterday, the FBI contacted the House and Senate sergeants at arms requesting interviews. Are they requesting interviews of the sergeants at arms? I'm not sure.
Is the sergeant at arms going to bring them to the White House?
On
the Capitol?
This is no amount of intimidation or harassment will ever stop us from doing our jobs and honoring our Constitution. We swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. That oath lasts a lifetime. We intend to keep it. We will not be bullied. We will never give up the ship. Don't give up the ship again. Here's the issue. What does that have to do? What are you afraid of in talking to the FBI? I mean, you're one of the people that routinely would call for FBI investigations of one sort or another against Trump or Hegseth or any number of people. So is the FBI out of bounds that you can't talk to them about don't give up the ship? What are you afraid that you would say to the FBI about this other than saying what you've tried to stick on message, which is, well, this is simply a PSA, if you will, public service announcement to people in the military. It occurred to us, all of us at once, and we concocted this script to remind them they don't have to follow an illegal order. Why now? What was the thing that triggered this? And we don't get answers. We get more about the Constitution, not going to be intimidated. No one's intimidating. We would just like to know what it is that triggered this and how did it come together. Did you write your part? Did you follow a script? It appears to be scripted that you're all in sync. Who did the script? Who filmed it? Are those things that are bullying and intimidating? Yeah, they are, because we know exactly where you're going, and we don't want to go there because we know we'd either have to lie or we'd have to say what happened in this. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom Henry, good to talk to you guys. This just in, Dom, a federal appeals judge has just struck down Trump's pardon of the turkeys, claiming he doesn't have the authority.
It's an illegal order. That's right. Well, you know what he did, too? He pardoned the Biden, repardoned them through AutoPen or something. The Biden turkeys that were still alive. I mean, this guy's having a day. Yeah.
Well, I just think even the turkeys are saying, hey, maybe this tyranny of the judiciary isn't such a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, exactly.
I would submit to you that the reason why America is the king of toys, and we all recognize that we had the best toys in the world, is to keep us boys from killing ourselves, entertaining ourselves if we didn't have toys. For instance, we didn't have much when I was a little kid, and we wanted to play baseball, but we did see a vacuum cleaner handle in the dumpster, and some girl three doors down had a doll with a big head on it. So we took both and we played baseball with it. Later on, when we had bikes, we would build these flimsy ramps made of card tables and pieces of furniture. And it's amazing that we survived our childhood.
Yeah.
Now, for the side answer, I had a couple, but I was so busy enjoying the conversation with Kirk, I didn't actually decide on one. And I'm hearing them, and I'm thinking that other people might have it on hold, and I don't want to step on all of that, but I got a gift when I was a kid that I'll never forget. I don't know if it qualifies, but I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that'll smile when I say this. I got a Daisy Level BB gun.
Oh, boy, you'll shoot your eye out. I've seen you. You did it.
Man, Dom, we had an arts and crafts thing. I made my own little ammo pouch. We had woods around us. I thought I was Daniel Boone. I had such a good time. No, but it wasn't. Nobody got killed, Bob. That's the thing. But, I mean, that was just one of my favorite toys, and it's a little out of the box. This is a great question and a great show. You guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert. I can just picture that. Yeah, Daniel Boone. I don't know. It's more of a sports thing, but I'll throw it in because I wanted to make a point. It's extinct now because it gives off gases that the environmental people didn't like. The half ball. Ever try to hit Henry a half ball with a broomstick? Oh, my God.
No, I grew up in this century.
Particularly when people are throwing them in like this. I mean, it is.
I can imagine it's a wicked bounce.
Yeah, no, it's pretty difficult. Anyhow, I think the half ball was banned, or at least the pimple ball that you cut up for it, because I think it gives off some gaseous odor.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was I don't know if they were illegal or not, the pimple ball. It kind of went out of style. But yeah, I mean, come on.
Is that disqualified from the Hall of Fame?
I don't know if it's in the Hall of Fame.
The environment.
The pimple ball, right. Yeah, they may have to take it out because of that. I guess the BB gun would be in the Hall of Fame. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to be politically correct.
Or woke,
yeah. So they would be okay. David in Lexington, South Carolina, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Don. I have to say real quick, I'm honored I got two mentions last week by the great Robert from Bensalem. That was quite a thrill.
Yep. Now, let's see if Joe of Exton ever mentions you. Now, that is... I think Joe is saluting that guy in Scotland and the marriage proposal. That's what he's up to. Yeah.
Well, back in the turn of the century, at this bakery company, these students were throwing around these tin pie pans and everything, and some guy got the great idea to call that the flying saucer, and he sold it to the Whammo company, which renamed it the Frisbee because it was a Frisbee baking company.
I didn't know that's the origin of it. Yeah, the Frisbee is in the Hall of Fame.
Inaugural class.
And without that, we wouldn't have disc golf.
Yeah, thank you. Rolf was the opposite of golf. Right. Was it Rolf George turned it backwards.
Frolf,
something like that he was playing. All right, though, without further ado, before we go further on all this stuff in the FBI, Chrissy Houlihan, sergeants of arms. Yeah, they're going to waltzer over there. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
As I mentioned, I think maybe even next week we have a Dobbs Money Melody sponsor. Right now you're playing for a pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas concert featuring the Eric Mantel Quartet on December 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. We love the Zlock. It's one of our places for our politics and pints. The next one, though, the other place we really like, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Remember that day, December 9th. The guys in town, Scott Jennings. It's going to be a fabulous night. I recommend you get the meet and greet, but get your seat now Go to 1210WPHT.com. All right, Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, Dom. So today, side question, we're asking for those all-time toys. Can't talk about toys without talking about the movie Toy Story, which brought toys to life, obviously, when kids and parents aren't looking. And that movie was a smashing success, getting releases all across the globe. Part of that movie, a big part of it, I'd say, is the soundtrack. The song "You've Got a Friend in Me" has become synonymous with that movie. Because it's synonymous with that movie, and that movie was played all over the globe, there's a lot of cover versions of it in different languages. So I'm going to play you a cover version of "You've Got a Friend in Me." I want to know the language in which it is being sang in. Something about this country. It is the country with the first official wine region. And one of their top inventors invented one of the toys in the Toy Hall of Fame. This colorful construct, we'll say, this colorful construct created in the 70s by a person of this country is a staple in the Hall of Fame, I'd say, is one of the all-time toys. Haven't heard it today from any of your callers, but yeah, definitely all-time toy. So I want the name, or I want the language this is being sang in, or the country of origin. We'll take a listen right here. Yeah, it's a little difficult of a language, but maybe that's what gives it away a little bit. It's not my usual spins here.
Right.
So, this country had the first wine region and is home to a colorful construct toy in the Hall of Fame.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to see a Charlie Brown Christmas, and you get the belt for today as the winner. 855-839-1210. Jump in.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, today's Money Melody, a great prize. Henry putting together several elements, the toy element, etc. What is the language of this song? Let's go to Lori in Doylestown. All right, Lori, what's the language?
Would that be Italian?
No.
No, don't hear
Italian
that.
Italian is home to wine country, but not the first one.
Right, okay. Alan in Bucks. Alan, what's the language?
Would that be Portuguese?
No.
Okay, that's wine country, too.
It is wine country. Maybe give a hint here. Yeah. It is a landlocked country, but its biggest city and capital lies on a very famous river.
Landlocked. Okay.
Landlocked country, but it is very famous for its river, and its capital on the river.
Robert in Ben Salem. All right, Robert, what's the country?
I'm off. I was going to go with I thought Portugal, but I thought Denmark because of the inventor of Legos.
Wait a minute! I don't see Denmark as wine country. Oh, well, yes. Too a little cold there for the grapes. All right, Henry. Other clues before we turn
it's home to. I'll say this much: home to Europe's largest synagogue, is a formerly communist country. Back in 1989 when the communist regime fell, they held their first democratic elections back in 1990.
And this is an early wine country, huh?
This is the first official wine region.
That's surprising.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And, of course, is home to a colorful construct toy that is in the Toy Hall of Fame. Very famous toy.
Ah, all coming together. All right, hit us with that, and we'll, when we get a winner, we'll let you know. We'll bring them on and give them their prize. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, a little bit more on the FBI. And now Fox News says that the FBI thinks somehow, I'm not sure if it's mandatory under law or how this is I read you what Chrissy Houlihan said. But the takeaway from reporting at Fox is that the FBI and Justice Department are currently coordinating the interviews. They're expected to happen in short order after Thanksgiving. Well, I'd like to see them happen tomorrow before Thanksgiving. But okay, I wouldn't even mind on Thanksgiving. Well, you know what, the holiday and all, family, okay. The day after. So it looks like what they're talking about is the FBI / Department of Justice interviewing all of the seditious six, in quotes, on this. I don't know what Houlihan's talking about, that she seems like she's resisting the FBI interview. Why would that be? What is that a sign of an illegal order that Trump can't have the FBI ask questions about this since it's such a matter of public importance? Now, I don't know the legal part of that. When you're talking to the FBI in this, I would assume there's legal repercussions if you're lying about this. So the first question they should ask is, how did this come about? Who is it that wrote the script? Questions like that. America should know that. Is that intimidating? Is that bullying? Or is that just trying to understand where all this started? All right, we don't have anybody guessing now. We've completely stopped.
No, we have guesses. Wrong.
I gotcha.
Right. I kind of want to say something. Should I just give it away, essentially? Or?
No, that's okay.
No more hints?
Yeah, let's see if we get one. One before the end.
I hope
so. Hey, one thing today I wanted to underline, too, that's outrageous. We had a great interview with Senator Penny Cook, who served in the military, and I forgot about this. She retired with the rank of lieutenant colonel about so-called illegal orders and how rare they are. And in the course of this, I asked her about the latest from Josh Shapiro. It's hard to believe, but we are giving, in Pennsylvania, a $49.8 million tax credit to the people involved. And I'm trying to ascertain, is it Ruffalo, is it everybody else, with TASC, who playing off the... all the craziness over Delco, the Delco accent. Season 2 to be filmed now. It has to be filmed entirely in southeastern Pennsylvania. A record tax credit. I don't even know nationwide if I've ever seen one like this. $49.8 million they're getting. Picking winners and losers. How does that help the average Pennsylvanian? Well, they say this will create 3,700 jobs. That seems preposterous to me. And inject more than $194 million into the Pennsylvania economy. Whenever you see these figures, we're always injecting $100 million here, $100 million there. The streets in Delco should be paved with gold. So I was referencing what would be the town. Several people on Twitter said the face of Delco, the town would be Ridley. I don't know about that still, but that's decent suggestion.
I think so. Very Delco.
Yeah, it is. So, Delco, that's a lot of Wawa's. How much is it injecting into Wawa? We should know. But they throw these figures around, and Shapiro, again, playing this, there's some Hollywood angle for him. It ought to shock people. Well, wait a minute. What about other industries that are hard hit? What's their bump? What's their incentive? What do we do for them to kind of get them going? Well, we got to lure these people here, though. This is the big ticket, Shapiro says. And it's going to create $194 million. Is anybody breaking it down? Is anybody questioning that? Is anybody saying, well, let's prove this? I don't know. I haven't seen people in the House or Senate saying, no, buddy, you're not writing a tax credit for $49.8 million. That's stunning. And I think TAS does pretty well. It highlights Delco. It highlights Pennsylvania. We know that on HBO. But is it worth $49.8 million? Are there not other businesses we would try to lure here that certainly are beneficial? It seems to me the winners are always pro sports. I get that. You're a podunk if you don't have at least three pro sports teams. And how many have four? I get it. I get what they bring. It's difficult, though, to still let them get away with murder. But do we need a HBO series to give them $49.8 million? Okay, still nobody. That's a winner. Man, I'll hold it off to the next break, Henry. The final clue here.
Oh, we got it.
We got somebody's winning.
It took 10 wrong answers off air, so 13 total with the three we took on
air. Yeah, it's the wine thing that I think was throwing them off.
I think it threw it off.
Yeah, it's throwing them off a little bit. Do you have that winner, Kirk?
Yeah,
you want to
put him up right now, yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark in Northeast Philadelphia who survived all this. All right, Mark, what's the place? What's the language?
Yes. My guess is Hungary, and I'll tell you why.
Hungary was wine country. Wow. Yeah?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, loud and clear, Mark. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. I knew when he said inland, and then he said a famous toy, I knew the Rubik's Cube was made in, in one of the inland formerly Soviet Union countries.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think the Rubik's Cube, Johnny Z, it all comes together here, alcohol, the bar, Mulligans, he put up on Twitter, the all-time great toy, Rubik's Cube. I think that's a pretty frustrating toy.
But it's all time.
Don't you? Oh,
right.
My God. Yeah? You're a fan?
Yeah, well, no. But our daughter went to Masterman, and the kids, the whole class was into them.
Well, Masterman,
she's 30 now.
I could see that. I'll put you on hold, Mark, and you're the winner today. Nicely played, though. Hungary.
It's my magnum opus, I guess. Jeez.
I mean, you know my story about Hungary, right? The capital, Budapest.
Budapest.
I ran into a window playing touch football, hit my head. It might have been a concussion, but I knew I was okay because I remember Budapest.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm okay now. That explains a lot, right?
Yeah.
Explains everything. They used to open up these big windows in elementary school, King of Peace, and you're on the playground doing stuff. You don't notice a giant window right there. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't see the safety coming over the top.
No,
it's the
same
thing.
I just continued playing after
that. Played through.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Budapest.
But Erno Rubik
invented
the Rubik's Cube in 1974, and apparently Hungary is the first.
1974, wow.
Yeah. First wine country.
Yeah, I don't
officially.
Think that's a very effective kid's toy. I mean, how many kids are smart enough to do a Rubik's
Cube? Oh, not me, but you'd sit and work at it for a while, and you're like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? But you're entertained for minutes, hours on end.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids would give up pretty quick. We know the state of American education.
Oh, now it's
how many kids we go into the typical school right now are going to do a Rubik's Cube by, say, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, forget a 3x3. Even doing a 2x2 is probably too much.
I think, let's go into the Philadelphia public schools. Not to pick on them, since we are. I'm telling you, I don't see the Rubik's Cube happening here.
I was about ready to give up on these calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah, we're getting Georgia, Moldova.
I think Uzbekistan. Where's that Uzbekistani guy?
Oh,
bring
man.
Him in. Yes.
That was one of the only calls I didn't have.
All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And I'm charting this whole FBI thing. Now we reached a new level. Now it's going to be interesting to see the Big Six, particularly Houlihan. What objection do they have to talk to the FBI? The FBI is not saying they're going to charge them or investigate them, but this is a very public matter. Is it over the top to have the FBI involved? 855-839-1210. Hey, let's talk first, though, about Rescue Natural Supplements. Take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue is used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products. Things like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting. Do it now. Improve your well-being. Get this limited-time deals that are going on at res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show coming to you to get a winner on our side question today. Just saying, we'll get the sound from this in a minute. Scott Jennings on a couple of shows gone off on this whole idea of former Republicans who said they were Republicans and turning on Donald Trump, calling them Looney Tunes. In addition to that, making this point that we haven't talked about. What's going to be the posture of a lot of these places? The 250th anniversary of America, right? And all the celebrations, all the things for Philadelphia is the epicenter of it largely. Are they going to be behind that, even here in Philadelphia? Or is it going to be a lot of apologizing for America and saying, yeah, we're slowly coming around to something that maybe I could stomach? The apology tour around that. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but we'll see if he's right, that that's an element of what's going to happen around the 250th. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. I mentioned Sean Duffy talking about the airports, particularly high travel season. And Henry and somewhat Kirk, I think, said, yeah, they've seen people in pajamas and all this stuff. He said, don't come in pajamas and slippers. I've never seen that aboard a plane. But various behaviors, the one that starts the most is leaning all the way back in the seat or the person constantly hitting you, even if you're not leaning back in the seat. And if you're, you know, anywhere 5'10 and up, it's painful almost.
Yes.
To have to be on a long plane ride. So I get it, the talk of civility, but isn't it the airlines are doing this? I mean, that trip back when Ro and I came back from the big tour in Sicily and all, it's just the cramped conditions, the type of stuff that they put you through. The idea we had to take a bus and stand there and wait for 10 minutes to get a plane on an apron. When did we start doing that? I don't think we do it here.
I've done it at a few airports.
Right.
Various places, but yeah, usually smaller airports or somewhere overseas. Yeah.
No, Frankfurt is oh my goodness. I don't know how people fly through there. It's huge, nasty as far as the security checks. And then you stand up, there's no seats, you're on a bus, you're staying there 10 or 15 minutes, and they finally then take off for another trip to board a plane on an apron. There's a lot to be desired with the airlines now, too. So is it just the consumer? Is it just the customer? And, you know, it's fine to say please and thank you and all that. But he particularly hit upon the dress and how people used to dress getting aboard a plane. I'm somewhat in agreement with that. But look, on a long flight, you know, if you have a suit on, something of that nature for 7 hours, you're going to be uncomfortable. Pajamas, yeah, that's over the top. Who is doing this stuff? So Sean Duffy has been a star, I think, though, because he's been had the transportation job, gets you in the news, and it's a tough job. We saw that with Mayor Pete, who couldn't do it. But the stuff that happens with air traffic controller, that is a vital, vital issue. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Can the left have too many pawns on their chessboard with the way they're trying to manipulate people, as blind as they're attempting?
Well, it's backfiring big time because each day we inch closer, Joe. When Gallego dropped the word yesterday, oh, I didn't get the script until late. Right there. There we go.
There's an admission.
Yep.
That's sure. And Jim Carville, I mean, he's reminding me of an underfed Al Bundy these days. He's ridiculous the way he's, you know, they only bring out God, you know, as it's their mythical figure that only comes out 6 weeks before an election.
Or when they want to tax you. It's a moral thing to pay more taxes. And I haven't looked at the catechism recently. I know you have to pay your taxes, they say. But do you have to, if you're in a certain income, have to get told that this is a moral position in addition to stealing from you?
And the moment they bring up moral,
oh, yes. Yeah, exactly. But, Joe, I'd love to be the fly on the wall with these FBI interviews here because I think all they're going to ask is the genesis of this. Where did this come from, et cetera? Why is that something that's harassing or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame too much goes on behind closed doors these days, especially the Trump Mondami summit. I'd love to know how he straightened Mondami.
Joe, you're still going to make that point. You're going to drive me to the grave with that one, that I'm too hard on Trump. I get it on Trump on this.
I have to, Tom.
I think
he told him, you know, we can go out there and we could both look like idiots.
Right.
Or you can get your crap together with me right here and now.
All right, I'm telling you, this guy's not going to comply. He's going to go down Broadway, but that's okay, and you may be right. Then Trump has set up the premise I tried. I get it.
And I think he could sock it to him federally funded. So we'll see. It's going to play out somehow, one way or another. It might be interesting. My side answer, I think it's in the Smithsonian, but not the particular one I have in mind. Do you remember the first time you were able to ride a bicycle on your own? You got up and you knew you weren't going to fall and the thrill it had with it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I had training wheels on one. Prudential Insurance did a campaign and they had me as the kid riding the bicycle, Joe, in South Philly.
I never had the training wheels, but my next door neighbor, who I'm hoping to bring to Politics and Pints, my very first friend, when we moved into the neighborhood, 7 years old, taught me how to ride a bike. And I was so enamored with it. And my dad was notorious for buying the cheapies, you know, the ones from Guys and Sears. And my neighbor had the top of the line one, and it was the Schwinn Stingray. And one day I needed that thrill of riding that bike on my own. And I took it, and I took it pretty far around the block and away. When I came home, the police were in front of me and my neighbor.
But, Joe, you're right, though. That is a thrill when you finally can ride a bike. I don't know how it happens that you're able to do it over the course of time. It's a mystery, but, yeah.
It happened with his encouragement. He was, like, you know, 2 years older than me. If I was 7, he was 9. And he stuck with me until I was off and on my own. And the moment he leaned it up against the side of his house, I took it. And I could still see myself going down the sidewalk with the police car, two police cars in front of me and his house. And his parents and my parents looking at me saying, "That was you?"
That is a great call. Thank you, Joe. That's, yeah, with the magic of that, the first time you're able to do it. I remember the training wheels. I don't know if they do training wheels with kids today, or if kids can't ride a bike necessarily, or riding.
I mean, I'd hope they'd use training wheels because it's what you need to do to ride a bike.
Absolutely.
Crawl right. Before you can walk.
Yeah, you're not just getting on a bike and riding it. I can't imagine that happens.
No.
Yeah. I do remember the training wheels. I had some kind of dorky hat on and taking a lot of pictures for an insurance company.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were insuring, whatever happened. I never got any money for that.
Hmm.
All right. Henry, you were able to make out anything with Scott Jennings?
Yeah,
there?
We can play that.
Yeah, okay. Here's a little bit of Scott Jennings. I think he was on this big YouTube show, and he's talking about some of these former Republicans that challenge him around Trump. And he made a great point about the 250th anniversary. Are we going to celebrate America, or is it going to be an apology tour? Here's a little bit of Jennings.
Look, during the 2024 campaign, I kept hearing these Republicans say things like, in order to save conservatism, we have to vote for Kamala Harris.
Incredible.
And, you know, as someone who had to sit out there and debate these issues every night, I could never sort of figure out why they were saying that, what they meant by that. And then I started to think about the underlying arguments they were making, the other statements they were making, and I realized that they weren't trying to save conservatism. They were trying to liberalize it. I mean, a lot of these people no longer vote for any Republican. A lot of these people no longer are pro-life. A lot of these people no longer really believe in any of the conservative stuff that we have all supposedly been fighting for the last 25 years. They let their personality conflicts or problems with Donald Trump completely and totally change what they claim to be fighting for. I mean, heck, look around. Nicole Wallace, one of the lead anchors over on MSNBC, we relied upon her for communications advice in the Bush White House.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is somebody who built their career supposedly communicating with the American people about George W. Bush's conservative agenda. And now she is one of the most deranged Looney Tunes in American media.
Okay. Scott, what was that like? Can I just ask? It's not every day you talk to somebody who actually was hearing conservative messaging advice from Nicole Wallace. What was that like?
Well, I mean, you could see we had like a 30% approval rating during the second time I was there, so it wasn't very much fun. I mean, but my question now is this. Did you ever believe any of it? You know, did you ever believe in it? Bush was a conservative guy. Did you ever believe in any of it? You know, Tim Miller, this other Looney Tunes, you know, he was supposedly a Republican operative. Now he is one of the most liberal people in our political affairs ecosystem. Did you ever believe any of it? And what is it about Donald Trump that made you change every single thing that you supposedly ever believed in? And I don't understand how one person could break so many supposedly smart and experienced people. But you look around, all these people who are making this argument that in order to save Republicans or save conservatism, you had to vote for Kamala Harris. I mean,
there you go. So that's the type of stuff I expect from Scott when we have him here December 9th. Thank you, Henry. And Nicole Wallace was the tutor, the keeper of Sarah Palin way back when with John McCain. You can imagine Nicole Wallace and Sarah Palin together in that. And that after that, she kind of outed herself, Nicole Wallace, and went completely the other way. He's right. Did you ever believe in it, or was it career advancement? Get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. That's the place to go. And I really recommend that you take advantage of the meet and greet part of it. an hour before we go on stage. It'll be fabulous. 1210WPHT.com. All right, it is the lightning round next. We'll get a winner, all-time toy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Your Philadelphia Eagles on Black Friday playing the Bears. They're going to wear their all-black uniforms first time this year. And right. I don't remember them doing this, encouraging fans to dress in all-black.
Sweet.
I think all-black outfit is the most fashionable thing that you can wear. I have like four of them. Dan used to mock it, particularly on that. I will wear the Steve Jobs, the big collar.
Yeah, Steve Jobs outfit.
Yeah, whoa, Steve Jobs outfit.
Going with a turtleneck.
Yeah, the turtleneck. The big turtleneck, yes. All right, so let's go to Nancy in Levittown. Lightning round. Nancy, what's yours?
The Shirley Temple doll.
Okay, why, Nancy? You got to make it tell us why.
She was someone that I saw all the time in movies, Heidi, the Chip Lollipop, right. The Little Colonel.
Sure.
And she was, there were other dolls out at the time, but she was the one that I guess I thought was the prettiest and the funniest and very entertaining in movies.
Sure. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Sure. Yeah, Shirley Temple is it, the icon. Joe of Exton. This is an interesting answer. Joe, good afternoon. What's yours today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My all-time toy is the Monopoly game, which introduces a youngster to the mechanisms of monetary operation with the culture of capitalism.
Very good, Joe. Absolutely. And maybe the Byzantine Empire thrown in there, here and there. All right. Yeah. Monopoly, though, is a long, long game before you eventually win. You got to play rules that circumvent it a little bit. And I'm not sure if those avenues are the same in Atlantic City now. Like, I've never been on Marvin Gardens. I know if there
I've
even
never
is
thought
a,
about that. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a Baltic sounds bad, you know. And what is it the... It'll come to me. You know you're on the wrong side of track. Oh, Arctic Avenue. If you're near Arctic in almost any town, it's usually bad.
Never even heard of it.
It's on the
Arctic?
Yeah, it's on the Monopoly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chris in Malvern, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Chris.
One of Tom Hanks' iconic roles was from the movie Big, when he and Robert Loggia tap out chopsticks on the FAO Schwartz toy store piano.
A toy store piano. Okay. Thank you, Chris. The Earl of Tacconi, who was busily. What time did you guys knock off yesterday, Henry?
Oh, man. Let's see. I was here until at least 7.
Oh, what?
We
oh,
went until
God.
Probably about 5:30, 5:45.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right, Earl. That's really driving hard on this Christmas selection. How's the album going?
Going good so far. And we were there until about 6.
Okay.
So,
oh, boy.
To I screwed up my Uber. That's another story. Yeah, because I mean, we've been singing and everything. In fact, you took Easy Bake Oven off the list. I was going to sing the Easy Bake Oven song by Phil Collins, if you want that.
Oh, we may have to play that tomorrow. But what do you have today?
My answer is going to be Hammer and Nails. I mean, if you ever lived near the woods, you built a fort or a treehouse. If you didn't live near the woods, you built a ramp for your bike or your skateboard. And with just Hammer and Nails and some spare lumber, you know, you could build all your own toys.
All right. Very nice. Outside the box. All right, Kirk, you were getting tons of them today. There were at least 3 or 4 standouts. But give me a couple, maybe. Do you have one that's a winner or a couple? Can't hear you, Kirk. All right, well, Henry, maybe we'll go to you, then we'll get Kirk. Oh, there you go, Kirk.
So I'm going to go with Gary with the big wheel from Newtown.
That was a heck of a call.
No, absolutely.
Right out of the box, way back when.
Way.
Henry, how about yours?
Kind of like Gary in Newtown's the big wheel, Phil in Delaware, Twister. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm gonna submit those two.
Those two were almost back-to-back, I think, too.
Yeah, G.I. Joe right in the middle. That could be a third.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe was good. I can't quite go with Twister. I still think it's a little bit more adult. But the call was Hall of Fame. Maybe the next time he's close, we'd have to do it. I think the big wheel call was very
big
good.
Wheel. Yeah, start us off. Yeah.
All right, so Gary in Newtown, you make it into the hat. Tomorrow, I might dust off, we're talking about it for the side, what I did, the the first time that I ever sat in an afternoon drive on WWDB. And they said, yep, you got it, 2-6 on Thanksgiving. Mm. Roe was very forgiving. She knew this was big. And I was looking at it thinking, how am I going to get even one call? I had Reisman pretzels, and I asked this question, name four people, living or dead, fictional or not, you'd have to your Thanksgiving dinner. Henry put a twist on it, and I'm going to go with it tomorrow.
All right.
A couple. It's got to be a couple, and it's got to be people that are famous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So maybe you'd like to have Bill Clinton. Could be entertaining. You know what that means, though? Monica Lewinsky's going to be. I mean, Hillary's going to be there.
Yeah, Monica.
Right? Yeah. Three of them are going to be there.
Oh, God.
Okay. We'll get that tomorrow. Don't forget Scott Jennings. Get those tickets, 1210WPHT.com. The Rich the Always Show is next. 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.